Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior, and all want Him to be yours. I want you to know He can be yours. I want you to know He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, Luke 19:10 says. Those are the words of Jesus Himself. So listen, if you're lost and undone, I want you to know the storm is coming. My, the storm is coming. When John began to look in heaven, in chapter 4, the book of the Revelation, he said he began to see thunders and lightnings, did he not? You know what that's a picture of? You understand that that's a picture of the fact that a storm's coming? Mine, it is, friend. God's going to judge this world. God's going to judge not only nations and not only this world and nations, but He's going to judge individuals. He's going to judge me and you. I've opened my Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 12. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, chapter 12 of the book of Luke. And I'm going to focus on verses 47, 8, and 49, although I'm going to kind of briefly overview all that you find there from all, let me turn back here a page from about 35 and on to the end of the chapter. Now, I'm just going to get the highlights of some of it, but I'll tell you what the focus of the message is in the beginning. I will not wait to the end. I will not wait to the end, though that's the way I put it in my outline. I've still been praying, I've still been thinking, and I feel the leadership of the Spirit of God. Listen, I'm going to focus on the end of the beginning. You say, why, preacher? I'm telling you, folks, we're running out of time. If you're going to do something for God, you're going to do something with God that's right. If you want to avoid judgment, if you want to avoid the fire, I'm talking about the fires of hell, the fires of eternity, friend, you need to do something today. Now look, David's going to do us a song right now. Title of it is Get Ready. The obvious message is get ready, friend, get ready. You need to start today. Don't delay it. You've already delayed it almost too long. God's gracious. God is loving. God is merciful. God is kind. But all you're running out of time. You see the signs. You see the day approaching. Do something right now. Do what Debbie says in this song, and it is this.
Get ready for the trumpet. Get ready for the sound. When Jesus calls us, we'll not be around. Now it could be tomorrow, but it could be today. So get ready for the trumpet. Away, away, away.
I like that. I'm looking for Him to come, aren't you? I'm looking for Him just any day now, friend. Listen, to call my name, to call us up, friend, up and out, those of us that know Christ as our Savior. Are you ready? Are you ready? My, folks, listen, just look around. Look at our world. Look at the shape that it's in. Look what's going on prophetically. Look at Israel. Look at the Middle East. Look at Russia. Look, friend, at that confederation of Arab nations that's lining up and joining up with a nation who had gone into hibernation just a little while ago by the name of Russia. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, I'm telling you, friend, listen, this is a message that ought to stir all of our heart. Whether you're saved or unsaved, bless God, whether you're ready or not ready, listen, this message is for you, sir. It's for you, ma'am. It's for us. It's for me and you. It's for all of us. And oh, I pray, oh, how I pray that God uses it in a mighty way, friend, to cause a change in our lives and in our heart. Jesus said this in verse 54. And He said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. Now, the west He's talking about is towards the Mediterranean Sea. So it's kind of obvious where the water comes from that brings the clouds and brings the rain. And He said, when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. He's talking about out of the south, out of Africa, south of Jerusalem, friend, out down towards the Negev, and then on down towards the Sahara? Well, I can't remember, but I remember one year we were in Israel in October, November. Boy, I'll tell you what, it was an unusual heat that they had because they had the south wind blowing. Now watch that, He said, you hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern the times? Boy, isn't that a wake-up call. He said, look, you can see things going on naturally. You can look at the sky and you can tell whether it's going to rain or not, or whether the wind is going to be hot or not. You can discern the sky and say, red sky in the morning, sailor take warning, red sky at night, sailor's delight. You can tell when a storm's coming. You can tell whether it's going to be fair weather. But oh, listen, You've got signs. You've got evidence that judgment is coming, and you're not doing anything about it. You've got warnings. You've got every reason and right to understand that there needs to be a change here in life so you can avoid the judgment of God, but you're not doing anything about it. Listen to what He said. He said, yea, and why even of yourself judge ye not what is right? He said, when thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him. Lest he hale thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. He said, I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. I'm going to talk to you today for just a little while about this. Hey, get with it. Get with it. Those last three verses, my, tell us that we ought to get with it. I don't care whether you are saved and on your way to heaven or not. You know your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, or you're just as lost could be. I mean to tell you, you know you're lost. You know if you were to die today, you would split hell wide open. You'd go to Christless eternity. But I got news for you. Thank God. In light of what Jesus did at Calvary, nobody, no man, no woman, no boy or girl needs to die lost without Christ as their Savior. If only you'd look around. If only you'd become aware. If only you would just take note. If only you would just simply do what is obvious to be done. You're on your way to judgment. I mean to tell you, you've broken the laws of God. I mean to tell you, you're guilty. All you got to do is recognize you're a sinner. All you got to do is humble yourself before God. All you got to do is repent and say, Father, I've sinned. In light of what Jesus did at Calvary, I'm asking you to save me. And you know what will happen? God will save you. As we break into this passage of Scripture here in Luke's Gospel, I think we're breaking into a series of of parables that Jesus has been giving. In fact, as I read what comes before this, seems to be a rather long series of parables and all. I don't know about you, but I kind of think because of what Jesus said in chapter 11, verses 29 through 32, that He was still in the Galilean region because He said, "Oh, listen, if the things that have been done in Tyre and Sidon had been done in thee, they'd have repented a long time ago." I mean to tell you, if the things had been done down there in Sodom and Gomorrah that had been done in this area where you live, what you've seen, they'd have repented a long time ago in sackcloth and ashes. Kind of goes along with what He said to Chorazin and Capernaum and Bethsaida back over there in the book of Matthew now. Regardless of where the setting was, regardless of whether He was in the Galilee or whether He was in Judea, I want you to know, friend, it doesn't change the message. Doesn't change the message in any kind of way at all. Israel should have. Israel could have recognized and received Christ as their Messiah, their Lord. Oh, listen. They had God's Word been given. They had God's Word which had been given to them. They had the plan of God and God's Word. They had the picture of the Messiah. They had the evidence of where He was going to come to. They were even told about the person that was to come. There He was in their midst. But John said in his first chapter, verse 11, He came unto His own and His own received Him not. You say, what was going on, preacher? Well, they were walking. They were walking towards the magistrate. Israel and Jesus was. They could tell Jesus that, "Look, I believe it's going to rain. I see that cloud coming from the west. Oh, it's going to be hot today, Jesus. Feel that breeze coming out of the south." But they couldn't tell. They wouldn't tell. They chose not to tell. That, bless God, listen, they could avoid the judgment of God's eternal fire. They could have, but they chose not to. I want you to know something, friend. Jesus let them know that the judgment was coming, you hear? He said, "I am come to send fire," in verse 49, "on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled?" I want you to know that there are at least two fires represented in this. Jesus was referring to two types of fire. He was either referring, bless God, to the fire of Joel that He spoke about, that Joel referred to, about the fire of revival, the fire of Pentecost, if you'll let me say it that way, or the fire of God's judgment because He was on His way to Calvary to die. Oh, listen. And Jesus said, "Hey, I'll tell you what, here's what you need to do. You need to get it right. You hear me? You need to be warned." And that's what was going on in verses 45 and 46. Oh, listen, folks. God has sent His warning to us. Do you hear me? God has sent His Word. God has sent His prophets. God has sent His church. God has sent His Spirit into the world. God has sent, listen, a warning to anybody and everybody that'll take heed to it, that judgment is coming. My, He before this, in this passage that begins at verse 35, He begins to talk to people and said, "Listen, you need to be waiting for the Lord's return. You need to be working in light of the Lord's return. You need to be aware, bless God, that the Lord is returning. You need to be watching for the Lord's return." Are you? Well, I may get to some of those points, but I'll tell you, the main point of this message is that you need to be warned. You need to be warned. Look, they knew. I mean to tell you, they knew. They knew some things naturally, but they needed to learn some things spiritually. They could see the natural things, but they couldn't see the spiritual things. They were blind to what was before them, what was approaching them spiritually. And you know what that was? That was judgment. Hey, God. God woke me up today. God said, listen, son, you need to put the warning out again. You need to tell the lost to get saved. You need to tell those people that are on their way to eternity that judgment is before them and that they need to get ready for that judgment. They need to realize that they're a sinner. They need to repent of their sin and they need to, by faith, receive Christ as their Savior. Why, even I can understand that, friend. Do you hear me? Even I can understand that. He said, listen, listen, don't you know you all are like some people that that have become guilty of something. Maybe you broke into somebody's home. You committed some kind of trespass. You breached the boundaries. I mean, you went beyond what was legal and what was allowed. I mean, you did something that you knew was wrong and you got caught in it. And this person that caught you, they're heading you down to court. They're taking you to the magistrate. They're taking you to the judge. And you know what Jesus said in verses 47 or 57, 8 and 9? He said, I tell you what you ought to do, folks. Listen, judgment's coming. I've come to send fire on the earth. And listen, Israel knew it in 70 A.D., didn't they not? Jesus wept over that city from the Mount Olivet when He looked over across the Kidron Valley into Mount Moriah on the Temple Mount. And he began to weep and said, Oh Jerusalem, if thou hadst only known. Listen, friend, listen. He said, I tried to gather thee together as a hen doth her brood. And here it is, and you would not. Oh, if only you knew the love of God. If only you knew the grace of God. If only you knew the mercy of God. If only you knew the long-suffering of God. That's being extended to you today. Friend, listen, I believe you'd run to that throne that's been blood touched. Thank God, I believe you'd get down before God and say, God, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I can't take what's coming. I can't take the judgment that's just. I can't take the judgment that's righteous. I can't take the judgment that's rightfully mine. But I hear your Son died for me at Calvary, and I want to trust Him as my Savior. Oh, sinner friend, run to Him today. Would you do that? I mean, just listen. He's walking there where you're at. I don't care where you're at. Listen, He's not a God afar. He's a God that's near. And you're on your way to judgment, do you hear me? You know it in your heart. You know it in the depths of your soul. You know that you're judgment bound. You know that that you're something built for eternity. You know that you'll give an account to your Creator someday. Oh, they try to deny Him. They try to change him from what the Word of God says, but the Word of God says simply, He said, let God be true and every man a liar. The Word of God is clear. In the book of Hebrews 9:27, when it says, it's pointed unto man wants to die and after this the judgment. Oh, I've said many times and I'll continue to say it. Look, if just living and dying was all there is to it, no big deal. But I'll tell you what, listen, there's a judgment to face after we go through the door of death. There's an eternity, bless God, that's ours. And all Jesus was saying, listen, the storm is coming. The storm is coming. Can't you see it? Look around our world, would you? Let's start with the church world. Since bless God, I'm in the middle of it. I see apostasy neck deep in the church world. I see Christ being kicked to the curb. I'm just about every corner that there is. There's too small, in my opinion, of a vestige, bless God, of the true church, of the real church, bless God, a New Testament type church that still preaches the Word of God, that still declares, thus saith the Lord, that still says it's by the blood, that still says there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, that still worships in spirit and in truth, and that still walks the old path, that wants the old time religion, bless God, that has Christ right in the center of everything they do and everything they are. Let's look at our homes. Our homes are decaying. They're falling apart. And that's the first place. Bless God. It looks like to me the first entity the devil attacked was the home. Isn't that amazing? I mean to tell you, listen, Jesus has been kicked out there. Daddy's been replaced. Everybody's misplaced and mixed up and messed up. I'm telling you, friend, these are signs of the time. You look at our global condition. You look at the condition of the world. You look at what I said at the beginning of this message. You look at Russia and at the making of this program. Her presence in Syria, that's pretty amazing. Her negotiating with and their union with Iran. Isn't that amazing? Oh, friend, listen. I'm telling you. Listen, Jesus is coming soon. You look at Israel in the Middle East. You look at the fact, bless God, that after 2,000 years of being dispersed throughout the world, being buried in the graves of the nation, according to the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, there that nation is, that great democracy right there in the midst of, bless God, all of those Muslim nations shining as a beam, shining, bless God, as an undeniable testimony to the Word of God and the God of the world. I'm telling you, friend, Jesus got to be coming soon. Judgment is about to fall. If it's not going to fall today or tomorrow on the nation, it could fall on you. Oh, do you get the message? Do you see what I'm saying? They not only captured their nation, but they took Jerusalem as their capital. And the Bible said, and I'm just going to really paraphrase this, in the last days, I'm telling you, the city of Jerusalem, the nation of Israel, bless God, will be a cup of trembling to all the nations, and it is. My, and it is. But oh, what about you, sir? What about you, ma'am? You need to get it right. You need to come to your sentence. You hear me? I mean to tell you, the message here is that Jesus concluded some of his parables previous to this about what people ought to be doing. They ought to be waiting, and I wish I had time to preach this out. They ought to be watching. They ought to be working. But oh, he sent me to warn you. He sent me to warn you to flee the wrath to come. He sent me to encourage you to come to your senses. He sent me to you today to encourage you to do something quickly and do it now. The Bible said, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Bless God, if I were you and I was lost. I've been lost. I know what it is to be lost and undone. Thank God. Listen, I'd get before God and say, God, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm going to die one day. If I die like I am now in this condition, I'm going to die and go to a devil's hell. But oh God, I hear that you sent your son. I hear that you allowed him to die at Calvary. I hear that you laid on him my sin. And I hear that if I'd call on you, you'd save me. Well, I'm calling on you, Lord. I'm calling on you now. Listen, you can avoid the obvious storms that are coming. I'm telling you, the storm clouds are gathering. All you got to do is look and see. You might say, preacher, I'm looking out my window and the sun's shining brightly. Well, it is here today. I bless God where I'm at, naturally speaking. But when I look out, I can see all kinds of storm clouds, spiritually speaking, rising. They're gathering. They're thick clouds. Bless God, it's indicative of the Word of God coming to pass, coming true. And oh, listen, friend, I'm talking about your eternity. You're on your way. Do you hear me? Right now, you're on your way. Thank God. You're on this side of the grave. Thank God. You still have air in your lungs. Thank God. You still got a mind that you can think with and make decisions with. I'm telling you, you need to do something before it's too late. You need to recognize your condition. Humble yourself before an almighty God who holds your eternity in His hand. Now look, friend, you decide where you'll go. You decide by what you do with Jesus whether you'll be in eternity in a place called heaven or in a place called hell. You decide, friend, here on this side of the grave, bless God, what your eternal destiny will be. But I'll tell you, once you've decided, God will have no problem at all in that day of judgment. judgment, the great white throne judgment found in Revelation chapter 20, beginning at verse 11. The most awful and awful scene that I find anywhere in the Word of God. He'll say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you." He'll tell the angels to cast, to bind you hand and foot and cast you into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You say it won't happen. I'm telling you, it will happen if you don't do something right now. If you don't fall on your face before God, say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Cry out like Peter did when he was going down on the Galilee. "Save me, Lord, save me. Oh, save me, Father." Do it like the publican did just right outside of the temple when he smote himself on the breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Whosoever's called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." All you got to do is believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. "For God so loved the world that gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Hey, listen. Hey, be quick. Get with it. Do something. Hey, get with it. I'm talking to you. Spirit of God's talking to you. The Word of God is coming to you. Do something today. Well, I didn't even touch the believer and what we ought to be doing. And what we ought to be doing is as we're waiting, we're working, we're watching, but we ought to be warned too. Hey, do it today. Do something. Do it now. Thanks for tuning in. Let me know that you trusted Christ. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.